Well, we'll look tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this scripture in 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. We do truly appreciate the Lord, and we appreciate His Word. Amen. The way it speaks to our hearts, if we'll be spoken to. Amen. What does that mean, Pastor Jeff? It means we got to be listening. We got to be receptive in order to hear what He's got for us, that He might be a help to us today. Amen. Encouraging our hearts along this way called life. But we sure appreciate what He's able to do. Amen. Far above anything that I can do within myself. I have a God, and He's real. Amen. I know because He's real in my heart, just like in yours. We just appreciate Him so much for all that He does for us. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1. We'll just look at a few verses tonight. Very familiar passages. The Bible says in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Very familiar passage of Scripture here. We've preached out of this several times, but I don't believe you could ever exhaust the Word of God. I don't believe you can. The Bible says in verse 3, He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." We all time need to be lifting up our Heavenly Father, amen, because He is our God. And that's who we trust. That's who we're here to worship and adore. Praise God, even as He helps us. He says, "Which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us." Now that "us" there is you and I. Amen. Ain't you glad that He begot you? Amen. He come to you when you couldn't get to Him. Your arm wasn't long enough to reach the portals of heaven and bring Him down. But I'm glad that He thought enough of you, thought enough of us to reach down to where we were. He said again, "unto a lively hope." He begotten us again into a lively hope. Now that's a living hope. Amen. And He said, "by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's how we have that hope. We have a living hope because once we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen. I was an old sinner needing of a Savior. And Jesus came and lived and loved and set an example and died for our sins. A perfect, sinless Lamb of God came and died for your sin and mine. Amen. So that I might have that living hope in Christ Jesus. But now I want you to notice this. He said, "to an inheritance." And now what He's offered us is an inheritance. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we've got an inheritance. Amen. Praise God. And that inheritance is in the Lord. It ain't a man-made inheritance. Amen. If it was a man-made inheritance, Brother Rex, I might not get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's not a man-made inheritance. It's a godly inheritance, a God-word inheritance. Praise the Lord. He said, "to an inheritance." So that's what we're looking forward to. We're looking for our inheritance. Amen. Praise God. I'm not looking for an inheritance here. It's fleeting. I might get one. I might not. But I'm glad I've got one in heaven. Praise the Lord. He said, "incorruptible and undefiled, and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." So it's a reservation on my inheritance. The inheritance that the Lord's offering us as children of God is laid up for us in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Bless His holy name. It's reserved for you. Amen. And it says, "who are kept by the power of God." Now I want to look at this word. I've been all week, part of the weekend, I was kept thinking on this word. It kept coming to my mind, kept. Amen. Kept. What does it mean to be kept? Now that word kept means to keep. It means to guard. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what that word kept means. So we're looking at this word. I just want to look at this word kept today and just elaborate and see what God's got for us. So He says we're kept. It's kind of an archaic word. We don't use that word much anymore. It used to be women that were kept, but they were kept up by certain persons used for lustful desires, if you will. But that's not the kind of kept that we're talking about. To keep, to guard, but it also means to take care of. Amen. To mean to be taken care of by someone. Not only to be taken care of, but attend to. So we see this word here. The Bible says that's what God does for us. He said, but because of a lively hope, a living hope that we have in Christ Jesus, that God through His mercy has given us, that we have now, because of resurrection from the dead, that we have an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, and it fadeth not away, reserved in us in heaven. In other words, it's kept there for us. He said, who are kept? How are we kept? He said, we're kept by the power of God. Amen. He said, so you say, preacher, you mean I don't keep myself? No, I can't keep myself. You can't keep yourself. No one can keep ourselves. We're not able. We've got to have help from somewhere else. It's not just any kind of help, but it's a heavenly and a headward help that we are kept by the power of God. Now, I want you to notice two truths right here in this word kept. As we look at this word kept, we see two truths. We see number one is that we're kept by the power of God. It's what the Bible tells us here in His Word. In other words, He said we're kept by His almighty power. Amen? The almighty power of God is what keeps us. Not only says that we're kept by the power of God, but He said we're kept through faith. Now our human side is what we're talking about, and there's nothing that you and I can do as far as keeping ourselves. But what we have to do is let God do His keeping work in us. Amen. See, I think we've been missing the ball on this, as you would, and striking out because we keep trying to do all these good things with ourselves without God. And I know before you get up of a morning, before you get started very long, you'll come to yourself a little while and you'll think, well, you know what? I'm way up in the morning. I haven't even thought about God. But I want to say something right here. God's thought about you. Amen. Even in your busy schedule, when you don't have time to think about Him, He thinks constantly about you. You're always, you might say, on His mind. Amen? We know that when He hung on the cross of Calvary, Lord Jesus Christ, that you were on His mind. He was thinking about you. He hung on that cross for you. So we see the Lord God here. We see these two truths. We see a double keeping of you. He says that we are kept, who are kept through the by the power and through faith. So in this double keeping here, we see that the inheritance is kept in heaven. Amen. For us. Now, who's the us here? The us is born again believers. Amen. It's you and I who believe on Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of the soul. That's who that inheritance is kept for. So once we become born again children of God, we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, accept Him as our Savior, praise God. There's an inheritance for us laid up in heaven, kept for us by God, an inheritance kept in heaven. Amen. But in saying that, we're born again believers are kept in our inheritance is kept in heaven. It's taking us and having us kept on earth for the inheritance. Amen. So God keeps us here preparing us for the inheritance that He's got prepared for us. Wouldn't be much good to have an inheritance if there wasn't nobody to claim it. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we have an inheritance from the Lord, and it's kept, it's guarded, it's isolated, it's attended to by God Himself for you and I. Amen? It's all inclusive. Amen? God keeping our inheritance. Amen? Praise God! If you weren't there to get it at the end, an inheritance would be no good. It'd be like a rich man who worked hard all the days of his life, and when they asked him, said, "Why are you working and saving and putting all this aside?" And he said, "I want to leave an inheritance for my children." So he works hard and he puts all this aside for his children. But then when you look at his children, he lets them just run wild, run free, do what they will, no thought for them, no direction for their lives. And how does he ever think that they'll attain to the inheritance? But the Bible teaches us here, Peter's telling us, he said, listen, said God has given us an inheritance, a living hope in Christ Jesus, which is that inheritance. He said, because he's laid it up in heaven, it's guarded for you and I, praise God. And said he's going to attend to it to the day that we receive our inheritance. Be no good to have an inheritance if it wasn't nobody to receive. Be kind of foolish, wouldn't it? Amen. For God to have an inheritance with no, it'd be foolish to have an inheritance with no inheritor. I guess that's a word. Amen. If not, I just made it up. But it's no use to have an inheritance if he's not an inheritor. Somebody to inherit that inheritance, to receive that inheritance to herself. So the Bible tells us here, Peter's telling us here that, and I'm preaching tonight on this, all of me. All of me. If there's a title, it's be all of me. That's who God's in charge of. Not just a part of me, and not just partial time, but all the time. All of me, all the time. The keeping power of God. Amen. We got an attitude in this world today, and I'm taking my time tonight because I want to try to bring this out to you. I want you to see it, that it's God Almighty who's a keeping us, who's a helping us, who's laid up an inheritance in heaven to us. He's guarded it for us. He's offered it to us. And all we have to do is just follow after Him in order to inherit our inheritance one day. But we see this thing, and sometimes I think we get to the point that we think we can in this and we can't in that. I was thinking about this, you know. Sometimes we'll see an old drunkard or a murderer or something, and we'll say, oh "Boy, I praise God, He didn't allow me to be that person. I'm glad He didn't allow me to go that low." He said, "Just grace of God." We'll say it all the time. Just the grace of God, I'm not a drunkard. Just the grace of God, I'm not a murderer. And we believe that. But we don't believe God enough to believe that He can take every essence, every fiber of our being and make it for His glory. You say, what do you mean? I mean, when it comes to our physical life, our day-to-day manner of living. Amen. Well, the same God that keeps us from being a drunkard. Amen. Brother Scott, the same God that keeps us from being a murderer is the same God that control our lives and our actions every day of our life. Amen? The same God. He changeth not. He's the same yesterday and forever. He's the same God today He was yesterday. And He's there. The same God that keep you from becoming a drunkard, keep you from becoming a murderer, is the same one that can keep you from breaking His heart. Amen? We'll say, well, God can keep me. I thank God for keeping me from being a drunkard. Thank God for keeping me from being a murderer. But what happens when we break out in a temper tantrum and we lose it? Amen? Where is our God now? I want to say, young, listen to me. He's the same God now that He was then. Amen? The same God that can keep you, that you praise Him for, to keep you from being a drunkard and a murderer, praise God, is the same one can help you can control your actions. Amen. Now this is not popular preaching. Amen. Because people don't like to hear it. We don't like to be told that we're supposed to control ourselves. I want to say tonight, you're responsible for you. Amen. Amen. And there's other people that's watching us, and they see how we act and react. But God says that He's God yesterday and forever. He changes not. He's the God, amen, that keeps us in every aspect of our life if we'll let Him. Now we'll say, well, God's big enough to keep me from being a drunkard. God's big enough in my life to keep me from being a murderer. Well, why ain't God big enough in your life to keep you from doing things, praise God, you oughtn't to do that'll bring a reproach upon His name? Amen. He is that God. And He can do all for us if we'll let Him. I want to show you tonight. Look in Psalms 141. 141, the psalmist David says this. Now he begins by talking to the Lord. If you need help from God, amen, best thing you can do is talk to Him. Tell Him about your problems. Tell Him about who you are, what you are. He already knows. But He likes to hear it from you. Amen. But the psalmist David says in Psalms 141, he said, Lord, I cry unto Thee. Amen. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto You. He said, Lord, I wish You'd pay attention to me. I want to talk to You. I want to know that You're listening. And he says, let my prayer be set forth before Thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Now watch what he says in verse 3. I caught this the other day, and it just blessed my heart. He said, set a watch, O Lord. Before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Wow. What a God. Could God do that? I want to say tonight, our God can do that. Because the same God that kept you from being a drunkard, the same God that keeps you from being a murderer, is the same God that can help you to control your actions. Amen? Ain't this good? Amen. The same God. He said in verse 4 of Psalm 141, he says, "Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties." He says here, let me not get caught up in this world, and let me not get drawn into doing any wicked thing. But what is a wicked thing? It's that bring a reproach upon God. Amen. That breaks God's heart. That makes him sad. Amen. God gives us some rules and regulations, some things to go by. But he says we're kept by his power. Amen. Praise God. So we see an all-inclusive and an almighty God that's keeping us. Almighty keeping God that's taking care of us. So when we look at this, we ask ourselves, where's the power behind this? Where's that force that helps us to do what we need to do and be what we need to be? That force is with God in heaven. Amen? Amen. And we receive it by contact, constant contact with him. Amen. That's how we receive power from the Lord, because that force is in heaven. Amen. Jesus says, all power is given me in heaven as in earth. He said, I have all the power. So where's the power at? Our power is in heaven. It's with God the Father, and sitting at the right hand is God the Son. And he said, all the power is with them. So if we're going to have the power, praise God, the same power to help us not to be drunkards and murderers, the same power we need from God, amen, we have to ask God, we have to go to the place of power, we have to go through the throne room of grace. That power is in heaven. Amen. It's there for you just as well as it is for me. And so we just have to go get it. Amen. You say, how do we do it? By receiving, by contact with God. Constant contact. Amen. By going to where he's at, fellowshipping with him. You know, we get encouragement and stuff from each other, don't we? We'll get together, and that's why we have a fellowship building. So we get together and we fellowship and just, you know, have fun, enjoy each other's company. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do too. He said he wants us to come before him and come fellowship with him. Come have constant contact with him. That's how we grow. Outside of a constant contact, we don't grow. Hey, so it kills me when I hear people say, well, preacher, I'm saved, but, you know, I just don't go to church. I just don't believe in it. So you don't, what they're telling me is they don't believe in growing spiritually. They just sit home and they're stayed and never get closer to God and never learn to love each other as we should. Amen. The Bible says that we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. So we come in contact, praise God, and God, through his magnificent grace, amen, he takes all of me, he keeps all of me, not just a part of me, not just a part of you, he keeps us all if we'll let him. Amen. So he's there for us to do that. Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, he said he will do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Where does that power come from? It comes from the portals of glory. It comes from that constant contact with God and godliness. Amen. That's what makes the difference in your life, in my life. And it leads us to have a godly life. Now, what does it mean to have a godly life? That word godly means to be God, have a God-likeness. Amen? Now, a lot of us say, boy, that leaves me out. I'm nowhere close. Yeah, but we should be striving for it every day. Working. That's what God's telling. That's what Peter's telling us here. He said God's kept us. He's kept us by his power. It's kept. It's guarded. It's there. It's attended to every day. So God's not going to leave you alone. If he leaves you alone for a little while, you're gone, by the way. But God doesn't leave you alone. He's always there watching over you and keep you, taking care of you. Amen. It's a continuous thing. You know why it's a continuous thing? Because life, newsflash, life is continuous. Amen. You don't just live a few minutes today and then stop, and live a few minutes tomorrow and stop. Praise God. Life is a continuous thing. So he said we need to have that continuous relationship with God in order to be attained to that he has. That continuous keeping power of God. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we miss that. Amen. We get caught up when we get so caught up. You say, well, preacher, you know, sometimes I just wake up and I take off and, you know, I just forget about the Lord. Ain't you glad he don't forget about you? That's why we've got to realize that continuing hand of God, that continuing keeping of God on our lives. Because we miss that, we miss it all. Because he's keeping us, he's guarding us, he's got us, and he's growing us every day of our lives. So in our life, it needs to be a continuously draw toward God. Every morning while we wake up trusting him. Amen. Continuously. Look what Paul told the Philippians in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. He said, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So what Paul's to tell us here in the Philippians, he said what God's doing, he's working on you every day, praise God, to bring himself joy. He is our heavenly Father. He is your heavenly Father. And what he's doing every day, he's doing for your good. Amen? To bring you joy, to bring you happiness, to bring you joy, praise God. And when you receive happiness, joy from the Lord, amen, it makes him happy. Amen. We serve a God that likes to be happy, likes to have joy. And he ministers that joy to us. So in everything that we do, life being continuous, we got to continually keep going to God. Amen. Realizing that he's the one that's keeping us. So every morning we just wake up and we say, Lord, I'm just going to trust in you. You say, well, preacher, what does that do? I'll tell you what it does. Number one, it gives us a maintained position. We've got to maintain a position, praise God. Amen. We got to start somewhere. And we might as well start now. Amen. Just get up every morning with a maintained position. Lord, no matter what happens, I'm going to trust you. Amen. You see how that works out for you after a while. Amen. Maintain a position of being kept by God. That God Almighty has kept you. Amen. That he's keeping you. He's guarding you. Praise God. He's put a hedge about you. He's taking care of you. He's attending to your needs. Amen. I had a situation today. There was a check come in the mail, and it was for a certain amount, and it wasn't for me. It was somebody else. And I asked my wife. I said, "Well, it was for George. I'll just tell you it was for George." And it was a check. And I said, "I wonder." I said, "I'll have to call him in a day or two and ask him." Said, "Did you have a need for this amount of money?" And I'm almost positive he'll say, "Yeah, I did." I said, "Well, it come in the mail. It's a check. It come for you. And this amount of money." Because God takes care of you. He knows what you need. You say, "Preacher, you really believe that?" I've had him do that for me multiple times. Multiple times in my life when I've had a need, something's come up. And I mean, he's delivered just almost absolutely to the penny. Amen? Because he is God. Because he's keeping me. Because he knows what I need. And he has it all. And he doesn't have a bit of problem of nudging somebody's heart or turning the pen to a different direction and, praise God, and sending what you need. You say, "Do you believe that?" I believe it with all my heart. I know God's able because he promised that he'd take care of you and me. Amen? Praise God. So we see this, and when we get to a maintained position where we just say, "You know what? I know that God's keeping me. I'm kept by God." And we get that blessed assurance in our heart that it's not me alone, it's not you alone, it's not you and your family, but praise God, it's you and God. Glory, somebody just shout. It's you and God, praise God, that's got this thing, that knows where you're at, and knows what you need, knows your circumstance, knows the situation, praise God. But God said, "Just peace be still, I've got this, just like I've got you." Amen? And it makes all the difference in the world. So we see this aspect of this thing. We see the keeping power of God. We see that keeps us through our faith. Amen. Even when the human side would let us down, we realize that we can do nothing but just trust the Lord. Put our faith and trust in him that he is a God that's got this. He knows what we need, and he's there to take care of me and you. to guard us and to keep us and to contend for us, even in this present world that we live. It's just our inheritance, not just laid up, praise God, but it's laid up and protected, and He's going to bring us, He's going to bring you and I to our inheritance. Amen. It's a promise. And God keeps His promises. Amen. So we see that God has kept, we're kept by His power. But the Bible also teaches here, and we've looked at that, but it all teaches here that we are kept through faith. You say, well, preacher, that's where you got to have a strong faith. That's where you got to believe in God. That's where you got to take a stand. That's where you got to stand up and tell everybody that you're saved and you know it. No, I hate the best of your bubble. But when he talks about through faith here, he's talking about coming to God with an attitude of total, absolute helplessness. Are you hearing me this evening? He said, when we come to God with an absolute helplessness, realize, you know what, God, I ain't able to do this no more. I can't handle it. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to turn. God, I need some help. Lord, I can't do nothing. And then God says, okay, thank you, because I can. Amen. Then God begins to move. Amen. When we come through faith, absolute helplessness, and asking God to intercede on our behalf. Say, Lord, I need you to just keep me today. Amen. Have you ever had those days? Amen. Praise the Lord. Some days, praise God, you got days it just seems like nothing's going right. Everything's going wrong, and you just have to bow your head and say, Lord, I need you to just help me. I need you to keep me, God, today, because things ain't going my way. And so, sometimes I believe, Brother Jeff, that God's just looking for us to say that, to come to that place, of absolute helplessness, where we'll just say, it's kind of like a daddy. Remember when your little youngins come through you and they're all tore up and discouraged and skint knees, and they come to you helplessly and they say, Daddy! Praise God, boy, you just you feel sorry for them, you feel empathy for them, but you reach down and you pull them up in your arm, boy, and you just draw them close as you can. But you see what I'm talking about tonight? He said, we who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. He said, we are guarded, we're kept. He said, we're kept by the power of God through faith. And praise God, I want to say, when we come to the end of ourselves and we come to the place in front of God, amen, it don't get no better than that. Come to a place of absolute help and absolute hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, it's where we come, we bow our heads. Now let me just say this, and I'm winding down. I'm going to quit. We come to the Lord and say, Lord, I put my I expect you to do your uttermost for me. And God, I'm trusting you day by day to keep me continuously and absolutely. Amen. When we come to that place in our life and we can pray that prayer with sincerity, say, Lord, I'm trusting you to do your utmost for me. Trust. Faith. Through faith. Absolute helplessness. That we can't do it by ourselves. I get you. What is it? It's all of me trusting in all of Him. Amen. Through faith. What we're saying, church, is this. We're saying through faith, because of the power of God, because we know it's real. Through faith, we're saying, Lord, I believe. Amen. We're saying, Lord, you're saying, Lord, I believe. I believe you have all power. And I believe through faith, through just me coming to you as a little old bitty young and not knowing nothing, that, Lord, that you promised you'll take care of me. And Lord, here am I. Amen. Just like Isaiah, just like all the prophets, they said, Lord, here am I. Praise God. That's what we've got to do tonight, church. We've just got to surrender ourselves to the Lord. All of me to God tonight. That He can take me and become my God. That I can lift up my voice to Him in utter hopelessness and helplessness. Amen. Before a thrice holy God. Realizing that He loves me and He's promised to take care of me. To keep me. To guard me. To contend for me, to attend to me, praise God, to take care of me and you. All of us who have put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, who believe on Him, who's been born again. And God says, when that situation has occurred in your life, He said, praise God, I laid up that inheritance. I put it right over here. He said, I'm going to guard and protect the inheritance. But He said, I'm also going to guard and protect the inheritor for the inheritance. Amen. Listen to me tonight, church, and I'm done. You are not in this by yourself. God Almighty is with you every step, every day, in every way, because He loves you unconditionally. Amen. And He's promised to keep that that we've, but Paul said He'd keep that that I've committed to Him against that day. Praise God. We make that commitment and say, Lord, I'm just putting my faith in You because I can do nothing by myself. Bless His holy name. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we love You and we thank You this evening, God, for Your touch upon our life. We thank You for the tug of this word. God, we thank You for the faith that we have, God, that You've instilled in us because we believe You, Lord, what You've what You tell us, what You've told us, the promises, God, You've made us and what You've showed us that You're going to do for us. And God, we just put our faith and trust in You, realizing, God, that You will accomplish that, Lord, not only in heaven, but in our lives. And God, we ask You, Lord, that You'd touch each and every one here. God, that You'd intercede in everything that we do and we say, how we act and react. God, pray, Lord, You'd help us realize that You're the God of all that. And God, that there's none of it that's too big for You. As the psalmist tells us, Lord, even to the guarding of our lips, Lord, You're able to do that. And God, I pray You'd help us, God, that the good things of God would come out of us. Lord, the good and positive things, the God, that'll be beneficial to the upbuilding of Thy kingdom. God, I pray Him for You help us not to grieve the Holy Ghost, whereby we're sealed to the day of redemption. God, by the things that come out of us. But God, what come out of us might be the goodness of God, because we know that we're kept by You. Have Your way with us now, God, we pray. Lead, guide, and direct us. Touch all these, God, that we've prayed for, that we've mentioned. God, these that's sick, afflicted, these that's going through physical battles in this world. God, I know there are little scrimmages before the finish line. God, I ask You, Lord, just to help us. God, I pray that You'd strengthen us, God, for the fight, for the battle. Give us the yardage, God, that we need as Your people. God, that we keep up that good fight of faith. Lord, I pray, God, You'd undergird us, God, with the robe of righteousness and help us, God, God, seek the direction, God, You'd have us to have day by day, Lord, that we wouldn't stray from the right path. God, I pray now, Lord, for Your strength, realizing that You are God. Besides You, there is no other. God, I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad You are, because I put all my faith and trust in You. God, have Your will and way now, God, in our hearts and our lives. Touch our church family. Just bless up and down this valley. Oh, God, even the saving of souls. Lord, touch our children, our young people. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, that You'd draw them unto Yourself before it's eternally too late. God, please help them, Lord, not to send away their day of grace, their day of salvation. God, I pray, Lord, You'd move upon them now. God, with tender mercy and love, the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we'll love You. We'll thank You. We'll praise You for all You're doing for us. We'll ask it, God, this evening in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.